This is the Influencer Entrepreneurs Podcast with Jenny Melrose, where I strategize with business owners on how to grow and scale their businesses to hit their income goals. This is episode 388 of the Influencer Entrepreneurs Podcast with Jenny Melrose. Today, we're going to be talking why is blogging important? I'm going to give you 13 reasons why it is essential for your business. Before we jump into that, I want to make sure if you haven't already grabbed our blogging pro guide that you do that. It is going to help you really get the structure down of what your blog post should be, gives you some really good detail on going into keyword research and how you can make sure that you are setting the foundation correctly as you are building your blog. All right, let's jump into this. So we're going to discover 13 compelling reasons why blogging is important for success in today's digital landscape. We all know that there are a ton of ways that people can find out about your businesses. They can Google it. They can go to YouTube. They can go to all the different social media platforms. They can listen to a podcast. There are lots of different ways in which people can consume information about your business. But we're going to talk specifically about the 13 reasons that you want to make sure that you have a blog that is for your business. The first reason is visibility. It's going to increase your visibility. People are going to be able to see your website and see all of the offerings that you offer. So whether you are there to inspire, whether you have a product that you're offering, an ebook, a course, a membership, one-on-one service, whatever it is that you do in your business, your blog is going to create the visibility that you have that business so that when someone searches your name, your content is going to get pulled up, your blog will be there, and then they will be able to see all of the essential things that you offer them. The next piece that it is important is because it increases credibility. When someone can Google your name and your website comes up with all of the offerings and the content that is going to solve their problem, it is more credible than someone that they met in the parking lot of Pickup Line and they tell them that they're a fitness instructor and can work one-on-one with them. Whereas if you are a fitness instructor that has a website and they Google your name, they will find what it is that you offer and the level of expertise that you have. So it increases your credibility with someone that is going to want to potentially work with you because now that they can go through your content and figure out if you are the right person for them. It also provides an opportunity for your positioning. Positioning is extremely important in this day and age. You cannot simply create content that doesn't include your voice, that doesn't include where it is, how you've come to this point in understanding what you understand. So going back to that fitness instructor, when you are able to explain your journey and provide them with storytelling that is going to give them an opportunity to connect with you, that is going to make a huge difference compared to someone else that doesn't have that. So being able to create positioning for yourself allows you to do that on your blog because you can create and infiltrate your content that answers a problem with stories and testimonials from people who you have helped. The fourth reason is it's going to create brand authenticity. They are not only going to be able to see your positioning, but they're going to be able to hear your voice in your content. One of the greatest things that happened to me when I had the Melrose family, where I created quick and easy recipes and projects, was I walked into gymnastics to pick up my daughter, and the girl behind the desk calls out my name, by the last name, of course, only, Melrose, and says to me, "Craziest thing. I was Googling about finding apple pie cupcakes and I found this amazing recipe that looked gorgeous and I'm reading it and for some reason all I could hear was your voice. It was like I knew it was you." She goes, "And then I scrolled over to the side and it was you. There was your profile picture." My voice and my brand authenticity came through in my writing. And that's what you're able to do with the blog. It's difficult to do that on social media when we all know social media is the highlight reel. You're trying to do what's trending. You're trying to go viral. You're not doing that when you're writing your content on a blog. The fifth reason is SEO or search engine optimization. When you create content and you're doing keyword research prior to creating that content, it gives you an opportunity to get found when someone Googles your content. So going back to that fitness instructor as an example, when that person creates content that is specific to, let's say, helping increase energy levels in women over 40, that might be the article that they are writing. And if someone else that is their target audience is looking for the answer for that problem, their content could potentially come up because they use SEO in order to create that content. So it provides an opportunity to be seen as an authority on a topic that they are having an issue with, because now they can be found with Google. The sixth reason are backlinks. Backlinks provide you the opportunity, again, even more so to be seen as that expert, because it's going to help improve your SEO. And it's also going to provide authority because now other sites are linking to you. So it provides an opportunity for, if your article is linked from someone else's website, to now be able to come to your website and find that you can answer that problem even more because someone else obviously linked to it and thought it was valuable as a writer. So it gives you that opportunity to have those backlinks where they're going to link to your content because someone else sees you as an expert. The next reason is going to be lead generation. So when we're talking about lead generation, we are talking about getting someone onto your email list, having them become an email subscriber. You have heard me time and time again say that social media is rented property. It is not something that you own. A blog you own, and you own your email list. You want to grow your email with the audience that is coming to you so that they will be return users coming back to your site. And most likely, if you offer a product or service, it's going to give you an opportunity to offer them that product or service. The next reason is going to be increased conversions. So when we're talking about this, if you think about when you are using Instagram and you are in there and you are watching a reel and she's going through and she's showing you four different outfits that are perfect for summer beach wear as a cover up. If you created that same content on your blog, they're going to be four times as likely to take an action from your blog than they are from your social media content. Think about how you use it. Yes, it's beautiful. It's wonderful. Oh, I love that outfit. Love that outfit. But if you're in line at Target and you get your next in line and all of a sudden you got to walk up, you're going to lose that reel and not go back to it to actually grab it. Whereas if you had Googled it and that article came up with those outfits, that stays there in that website. It's much easier for you to go back and find and then be able to purchase those items. If they are an affiliate, they'd get a kickback. If not, then you have just been inspired them with the content of what to wear.
Hey there, guys. My name is Melanie from Mostly Under Control, and I am a member of Jenny's Influencer Entrepreneurs Insiders membership. I've been a part of it since 2017, and over these 6 years, I've taken full advantage of the weekly trainings that Jenny offers and the monthly group coaching. The group coaching is probably my favorite part of the membership. Jenny has taught me so many things for my business. She helped me niche down and write and teach about what I wanted so that I wouldn't burn out. In addition to what she teaches, the networking I've done with other members has been invaluable. I recommend her membership to all of my online business owner friends because it is worth every single penny.
It also, a blog provides an opportunity to have a customer journey. Not everyone that comes to us is going to be at the same level. Some people might be Maybe you are a gardener and you speak to those that are very basic, that are looking to just have a couple pretty flowers in pots out front. But you also speak to maybe an audience that's looking to plant some basic tomato plants, peppers, basic vegetables. That content is going to be different than the basic flower potting people. But maybe those people will turn into that if you continue to have them on your email list and continue to grow and create a customer journey for them. Because it could even go further where now they're looking to do full raised beds of vegetables because they want to be able to eat vegetables all summer long just from their garden. It's part of their customer journey. So by having a blog, it provides an opportunity for them to see themselves in that with the content and meeting them at the level that they are at. The next reason is it provides an opportunity for a sales funnel. This is where we talk about you have to have a blog that is a business, because with a sales funnel, you are getting lead generation by offering an opt-in in order for someone to come onto your list. So a guide, something that's free, it's the beginning of the sales funnel. They come in from there, and then you're able to offer them a smaller priced product that you offer, like a tripwire product, to then sell to them. And then if you have another product beyond the tripwire that might be a bit more expensive, or maybe it's a more commitment like a membership, that is part of the sales emails that then come. But it continues to move them along the funnel of the plethora of potential products or services that you offer. And a blog gives you that opportunity to be able to do it because of the lead generation and the increased conversions that we've already talked about. A blog also gives you an opportunity to have content consistency. It gives you a chance to have the structure by creating content pillars so that you are known for something specific within your niche, as well as consistently putting out content and making sure that it is relevant and updated content, so that if you have been doing this for a while, you're able to go back and update something so it's relevant for now in case something has changed. It gives you that chance to constantly be in front of them. And once you have started that lead generation piece where you're growing your email list, by having content consistency, you are then able to email them with content that is older, that may not be this month that you put it out, but it's still relevant because maybe it is about doing your vegetable garden and getting set up and we're going into the spring and they need to be at that point. The last two are something that I feel are very important, because when we're looking at this, it is repurposing of content. When we are using our blog, you can then repurpose that content across social media. You can also use your blog as a way to repurpose content that you may be starting from somewhere else. So for example, when I create my content, I start with a podcast episode. That podcast episode then gets repurposed into the blog content, which then gets repurposed into email as well as my social media platforms. So the blog can provide you two ways in which to use the repurposing of content. The first can be that you can take an audio or a video, so if you're starting with YouTube, and create that blog that goes along with it. Or you can have the blog as your written format and then you repurpose it out onto social media. The last and final one is the reason that my podcast is called Influencer Entrepreneurs. When you have a blog, you are more than a simple influencer that's on social media. There are millions of those. We saw everyone come to social media in craziness waves during COVID. And because of that, we can often feel like it's saturated. It's hard to stand out. It's not as easy to go viral. They've changed the algorithm. There's a lot of whining that goes along with that, right? And I understand it can be frustrating. But when you are an influencer entrepreneur with a blog, it provides you with an opportunity to have a blog business. It is not simply chasing page views or chasing the ability to go viral on social media. You have a plan in place in order to grow your business and to monetize it. Because if you are not figuring out ways that you are going to monetize beyond one revenue stream, then you're not a business. Because the second that revenue stream gets a hit and takes a hit, your business can easily fold. So when you are thinking about creating that blog and why are you doing this, why are you having it? It is so important that you think about the whole health of your business and the ways in which you are monetizing. That is an influencer entrepreneur. I hope that you all are seeing the reasons that you need to be making sure that you have a blog. If you are not utilizing some of the reasons that we talked about, like lead generation or trying to get backlinks or doing keyword research, all of these should be part of what goes into your blog content. So utilize these, research these, put them into effect. And if you are looking for someone to guide you on how to put these into the content that you are creating, then you absolutely need to make sure that you join Insiders at 40% off. It is linked right in your show notes so that you can join. We give you weekly live training via Zoom where you're able to ask questions based on the strategies that are being taught, as well as a monthly group coaching call that gives you a chance to have the accountability as well as the path that you personally need to take in order to grow your business. I appreciate you all so much, and I will see you all next time.